In my update recording on yesterday that I recorded this morning, confusingly, I talked a little bit about some things that I would like to overcome, or some challenges, that sort of thing. Things like Gio lifting his paws for me when I want to clean them, and working out what we're going to do about responding to the front door, and one other thing, and I can't remember what it was. Now, one other thing, and I can't remember if I mentioned it or not, but one other thing is that Mr. Gio here came with a soft toy when he arrived at the hotel. It was a, well, I couldn't really work out the shape at the time. It seemed to have a body and a head. It seemed to be filled with beans. And he seemed to be very, very attached to it. Would happily carry it around in his mouth, jerking it up and down a little bit, sort of playing with it a bit. And he would bring it to me and leave it, stand back. And it seemed the obvious thing to do, particularly in a hotel room with things that you don't want to break, was that this, rather than Kongs and rope toys, would be a good thing to throw. And so I did that. I could throw it over to the other side of the bed. He would shoot round, grab it, bring it back, drop it with me. And, you know, hey presto, we had some interaction. And he was coming back to me, responding to me, and it all felt really positive. However, over time, I've started to think, well, poor cuddly toy here is going to not last very long if we keep going like this. His head is going to separate from his body at some point, and then what on earth are we going to do? And getting home yesterday and continuing today, Gio has been happily playing with him, again bringing him to me, getting a little bit upset if I didn't throw it, actually, if I didn't do it. And if I put it out of his reach, he would do almost anything to get it back, including at one point putting his sort of half climbing onto my bed to get it, which I am definitely not accepting as a behaviour. He was told in no uncertain terms to get off. But it's underlining the fact that this is a very important toy to him. And so I posted on the Guide Dogs Lounge, which they, if you haven't discovered it, and you're a guide dog owner or boarder or puppy walker or something else to do with guide dogs, it's a Facebook group for all of those people to talk about various things around the sort of dog's behaviour and how they're getting on. Make some contact between those different groups. And he has just deposited said toy back on my lap again. Thank you, Gio. Would you not like to hold on to him yourself? Here you go. You're going to take him off me. Come on. Gio, where's Piglet?
I'll come on to Piglet in a second.
Come on. You're going to take him off me.
Now sitting in front of me.
Yeah, good boy. So he's taken it off me, and he's moved it further onto my lap. And now he's placing his head, his chin on my lap again, which is his sign for, I'm here, can't you do something? You know, isn't it obvious what I want you to do with this? It's nice and warming on my lap in the meantime.
I'm going to ignore Piglet and Gio for just a second and continue talking. We'll see what happens as we go on.
Oh, he just moved Piglet further up me and again has placed his chin on my lap. And he's pushing himself. It's difficult to ignore this without standing up and walking away. I don't want this to turn into a behaviour where every time I do something that I don't, that he doesn't like, that he's going to push himself on me, because he was doing this when we were eating at the hotel. But equally, I don't mind a little bit if that's his way of telling me that that he wants something urgently, like to go out and spend or something like that. So it's a difficult balancing act, all of this. Yes, mister? So, anyway, posted about this on the Guide Dogs group on Facebook and got some really useful responses back. But the key one, I mean, as I say, and this isn't at all to belittle the usefulness of all the other posts, because there were some really useful things suggesting, well, identifying the cuddly toy in question as Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. Talking about where I could get some other ones, what some other people do with their dogs and their toys. Some have boxes full of toys, by the sound of it, and can even identify the toy by its name, which he doesn't seem to quite be doing with me yet. You put Piglet on me. Where's Piglet? Look at me going, well, it's obvious he's sitting on you. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Terrible. But the best, or the most useful reply came from Gio's boarder for the past 4 months or so, whilst he was in advanced training in London. She said that Piglet came with him, that it's always been a comfort toy, that that he would suck it when he was going to sleep, this was his thing that he went to or took by name, that he could identify by name as Piglet, and would use when he was being calm, and that there's a good reason why Piglet is still in one piece, and that is simply... I'm interested here, actually. I think he's found another toy. A throwable one, which I hooked onto a door handle, and he's trying to get it at the moment, which would be brilliant if he does get it, because we can start to divert the attention away from Piglet. Hello? Yeah, he's taking Piglet away to his bed. Oh, no, and he's brought Piglet back. We're almost there. Maybe what I'll just do is go and unhook the other one and just see if he takes the hint. I don't think he could get it off. If I just hang it just off the end of that, so he can now pull it off, I'll see what he does. Because it'd be nice if he discovers it for himself and then I can praise him for it. Gio? Oh. Maybe he's going in the right direction. Gio, where's the toy? Can you find the toy? Silence. Sounds like he's settled. Well, hopefully we'll get there in a second. So my thinking now is that I need to try and move Piglet back to being just the comfort toy. That there is no more throwing of Piglet, which I'm sure Piglet will be delighted with. Oh, Piglet has been returned to me. Where's the other toy? I think you're going to get other, aren't you? Yes, it's here. This is Piglet. I'm going to try pointing. Gio, it's a toy over there. Over there. You watch where I'm pointing. Over there. Silly dog. Come on, doggies can do pointing. I don't know what you're worried about here. Come on, over there. Yes. Go on, off you go. Go and find the toy. Shall I help you a little bit? Come on. Come over here. Over here. Look at this. This is the rope. Attaching rope words to it. It's a sort of ball on the end of a rope thing. My original one, actually, because I think he does have one, but we forgot to take possession of it before coming over here. Is that the rope? Have you got it?
Geo, are you going to try and eat it? This is the thing, I did try playing with it earlier, and he, instead of throwing it, he tries to use it as a chew. Right, should we try throwing this? Hang on. Or are you going to pull it? We can pull it. Go on, you pull it then. Come on then. Go on then. You pull it, but don't take my fingers. Go on. Yes, go on then. Go on, you can pull it. Go on. Go on then, pull it. Pull it. You're a strong doggy, aren't you? You're a strong doggy. Go on. And he twists his head from side to side to try and pull it out of my grasp. You're going to get it. I was all ready to let go. Let me have it. All right, shall we throw it? Wait. Wait. Go! Come on, then. And then he just stops and chews it instead of bringing it back. Geo, where's the rope? Where's the rope? Where's the rope? Take possession again. I've got the rope. Okay, come. Okay, and sit. What's lying? Up, sit. Up. Geo. Good boy. Wait there. And go. Must have caught it because I didn't hear it hit the ground. So, I suppose what I might the point of this recording, if there was one, is I need to try and find a sort of structure, I suppose, around his toys. Of what is for comfort, for chewing or sucking or whatever it is, and what is for active play. And trying to have some kind of mutual understanding of that, so that hopefully when he wants to play, that he brings me the playing toy. And when he wants to suck, that he goes and gets Piglet! Right, let me move that out of the way. And I've just accidentally said Piglet when pulling the... Well, I didn't say it accidentally, but you know what I mean. I probably just associated it. Not that it does it with one repeat or anything. I'm talking rubbish. It doesn't matter. You ready? Go! Didn't have a huge amount of space for playing. Let's throw the toy. Gather that something like this has been used when free running him to keep his attention. It would be nice to be able to play this somewhere bigger. Excuse me, you're not meant to be eating it. Let me have it. Right. You ready? Go! His reflex is brilliant. And I have to say, it is quite funny after having a... after having Vance, who, you know, he would play a little bit, but really not very much, you know, sort of a couple of minutes of playing and that was enough. It's quite funny having somebody who's quite shepherdy in the way he acts, but who likes fetch, don't you? It's definitely your retriever side coming out. Go! Come on, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. I'm getting closer. It's within reach. Good boy. Thank you. He's biting it again. Geo, bring it to me. Bring it to me. If anybody has, if there's a word I should be using, I mean, you know, obviously there is no obvious, you know, there's no innate word to use, but I wonder if people find certain words better than others with getting them to bring a toy back. Maybe me doesn't work, maybe a fetch or something. Geo? Come here. Come. If I just get him when he's got it in his mouth to come. Geo, come. Come. Is that toy? Yeah.
Ah! Oh! We dropped it over there. That's not so helpful. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Good boy. Sounds like it went into the kitchen. Come on, then! What are you waiting for? Where's the toy? Come on, where's the toy? Where is it? Where is it? I'm torn between wanting to get him to bring it to me, but also not wanting him to chew it for too long.
Come on then, where's the toy? Geo, where's the toy?
You're not meant to be chewing it, you silly dog. It's not for chewing. I'll find you a Kong later for chewing.
This is the last time, I think.
Go! Come on in, Geo!
Good boy, come on! Come! And then he's putting it at it again. Okay, thank you very much. Where did we put Piglet? Can you find Piglet? Where's Piglet? Geo, find Piglet. Find Piglet.
He's sitting in front of me. He's not sure. I can't actually remember where I put him.
Find Piglet. Where is Piglet? Come on, let's go and find Piglet together. Come.
Where's Piglet? I think he's over here somewhere. No, that's not Piglet.
This is Piglet. You gonna take Piglet? Go on. You take Piglet.
I'm not sure you think I want to play more. The rope one just out of reach on the sofa. Piglet is within... he's going to try and get it. Piglet is within range, but he's not going for him. I know you want that one. I tell you what, why don't we go to your bed and then I can give you Piglet there, and maybe that might reinforce the message that Piglet is for when being quiet.
Where's your bed? Shall we find your bed? Come on. Where's your bed? Go on your bed. Come on your bed. Good boy. You need to lie down. Good boy. Well done. Good boy. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's good. I like that.
Stay there. That isn't a cue to move, Mr. Hound. Stay there. Okay.
I was going to get a picture with him with the other toy, but for the recording, but that will send confusing messages, so it will be a picture of him on his bed instead, I think. Unless he moves. Oh, and he's moving. It's too late. Or maybe not. Anyway, there we go. I might do another recording later, actually, on grooming, which I did for the first time properly with him today, which was an interesting affair. Doesn't seem to be a dog who particularly likes being groomed. Leaps all over the place. But anyway, that's a story for another day.